Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Several groups that were in favor of a bail reform measure are yanking their support after a House committee amended it. The first version of this proposed change to the state constitution did two things. It allowed the court to keep dangerous felony defendants behind bars before a trial, and it let judges decide to release folks who pose no threat but couldn't afford bail. But Stephen Robert Allen with the state's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says the measure went from being crystal clear to murky at best.
The original language was so much better merely because it made it unmistakable what the intent was. The ACLU doesn't know how this is going to be interpreted in the future.
The compromise amendment requires low-income defendants to file a motion that they can't afford bail. Allen says it would be weird to enshrine that in the state's constitution when it would typically be part of court rules and procedures. The ACLU is joined by Young Women United and Strong Families NM in withdrawing support for the measure. They say it no longer offers enough protection for low-income families. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.